that is often requested that that be ignored in the business life. What these people were reading about are saying is, that hasn't been good for us. That hasn't been good for the bottom line. That hasn't really added up to anything. And so resonant leadership and resonant organizations are what we're finding are linked with the Dalai Lama's work. The Dalai Lama was brought to this country by Daniel Goleman and some 17 or 18 other people who had studied with him off and on over a decade. And they had come to see things quite a lot the same way. And we're experiencing in this workshop the result of those conversations that bring sort of brain science with meditative and compassionate commitments. Now this is we've got the basic building blocks for dealing with most of the organizational problems that we face. And they involve a rapprochement, or a coming to terms with our need to be more compassionate when we're together. And you can tell when you're compassionate, or in a compassion zone, when you're not afraid, and when you perceive everything there as equal. I didn't say every person is equal, but that includes that. But everything is also, the organization is not more powerful by intent than you. Mm-hmm. It's not here to, now, it is more, remember we announced this, it is more powerful. Mm-hmm. And is legitimately powerful if it has a purpose of serving the individuals. Mm-hmm. To make sure they can participate in the process. So, to have a more compassionate organization is to create a culture of compassion, and that involves the commitment to share, the commitment to receive, the commitment to learn that set of skills that listen and look and take in, and then the commitment to recognize that this is a whole bunch more interesting when you see it as working with our energy. And a whole bunch of different conversations are possible if we're just talking about, do we have more energy or less energy now? Do I feel closer or farther away? Do I feel softer and warmer and more open? Or am I beginning to feel farther away and more closed? And a good conversation, it turns out, would actually include having developed the capacity, roles, and so on, and the agreements, that we could actually have another level of conversation that was about how we feel, why we feel, what we want to do about how we feel, about a variety of things that, up till now, most organizations, we haven't had enough success in talking about. Mm-hmm. We haven't had enough success talking about race. We haven't had enough success talking about what we will do with the poor among us. We haven't had much success in talking about how some people are different than other people. We haven't had much success about talking about how we're alienated from our organizations and from our leaders. So, let's, for our last two times together in this workshop, focus on some of these things we're not talking about. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to join you in that. And next week, I'd like to see